That is amazing. So who are you, Steve? That's our message, right? He's a child of God, right? And that's what we love about what God does, right? So today, I'm Kathy Hicks. Everybody pretty much knows me here, but if you're on the podcast, you may not. So if you're listening to the podcast, but I'm one of the leaders here. It's a privilege to be here and to share a message that I believe God gave me to share with others. You know how scary it is, like sharing your heart and kind of opening up what I believe God was telling me. And we've spent a year learning about Jesus revealed, right? We learned a lot, so much about Jesus. I was reading the Psalms and I started thinking, who am I in this Psalm? And I would just point out, okay, who is God? Who am I? Who does God say I am? Do I actually believe it? And so that's what we're going to talk about today. And we're going to, at the end, you all have a piece of paper. We have an activation that we're going to actually do something so we can actually move to that next level of glory. That is what my personal mandate is, inspiring, glorious living. And God gave me that little nugget about myself. So you can go to the next slide. So what do I believe about me? Where do those beliefs come from, right? Our beliefs really tell us who we are, what our personality is. Our teachers, our parents, our grandparents, our aunts and uncles, and they may be skewed, right? From age 1 to 5, we really develop our personalities, right? We figure out kind of who we are, but we're really based, our personality, our lives are based on the person reflecting, right, their, what they believe life is all about, right? Sometimes it's not actually true, right? We aren't exactly in the presence of truth because we're so young. We're really at the mercy of the environment around us. And so these are our first impressions, could be not true. And I came from, and a lot of you know my background, I had a pretty hard childhood, a lot of us did. And it took me a long time to come to truth. And that's what I want us to get to, that point of truth, hearing God's truth. What if, let's just close our eyes for a sec. What if we were in the presence of God? God is truth. God is love, right? What would that be like? What if whatever we said, felt, thought, was accepted and loved and adored and embraced by our Father, right? And maybe disciplined, right? Maybe He would catch us, right? Well, I've had a glimpse of that. And her name is Elsie. And this is my granddaughter. And it has been a joy watching this little person grow up. And she's the apple of our eye, and her other grandparents, and we share very gracefully. but I have had the privilege of watching my son and his wife navigate the world of raising up a toddler. She's only 16 months, but she acts like a toddler. And with love, with adoration, with acceptance. She is surrounded by love. And this was the picture God gave me. He goes, yeah, that's what I see. You know, I am doing this for you. I have you. I have you surrounded with heart-shaped balloons, but you don't feel it. You don't see it, right? Now, there are boundaries, right? And Elsie doesn't like the boundaries. And she will tell you she doesn't like the boundaries, right? She gets frustrated. And she'll make us, we call it scrunchy face. She'll make scrunchy face, you know. And her mom says, no, we're not going to throw our food on the floor today. And, you know, at 16 months, she, you know, really, you know, and we take the food away or whatever. You know, there's a boundary, and we all, right, need those boundaries. There's no shame. There's no fear. When Elsie enters a room, she owns the room because she walks in with confidence and love. Love surrounds her. She walks in, she waves at the stranger, and she blows a kiss. And when they don't respond, she's just like, what the heck? That always works, you know? Because everybody loves me because I am loved. What if that was us? Because we are, right? That is where we live 100% of the time. Have we embraced that, right? It's just, it's fun. God designed our identity to discover this, right? We can't choose our parents, but we can choose today and the next day to change what we believe in. So let's look at a few definitions. I love Webster's 1828 identity. And identity is personal, right? It reflects the sameness and the diversity in each one of us, right? There's uniqueness in each one of us. I love that. My granddaughter is very unique for a 16-month-old. Yeah. And if you know her, she's not afraid to say it. Image. What is image? Image is a reflection, right? And we're going to talk about this. I love the idea. Images is a representation of the similitude, right? The similarities of any person, right? You could stand in the image and compare yourself to someone, and yet it is an image of what you're seeing, right? Okay, so let's go on. Everybody's seen these verses. I love these verses, and I have some different translations. So, Genesis 1:27, God created man and woman and shaped them with his image inside them. It's built in. A representation. Oh, sorry. In his own beautiful image, he created his masterpiece. And that is the Passion Translation. I just love that. And Colossians. If him, the image and likeness of God, is made visible in human form, in order that everyone may recognize their true origin in him. He is the firstborn of every creation. And that's the Mirror Translation. And I love this translation. And if you're ever wanting a fresh taste of God's revelation, try this translation. I have an app on my phone. He defines the actual words in the text, so you're not looking up the etymology of the words. But let's talk about this. So as we look at our identity, which shows our diversity and our similarities, remember whose image we are created. Is God not the master of diversity? Look at nature and look at our congregation. Diverse, right? Beautiful, all different. A reflection of a piece of God, which he built into our personalities, right? He built himself in. We get to shine out and just be with confidence. We can enter a room and blow kisses, right? Because we are loved. We could share God's glory wherever we go because we are loved. We're accepted. Who I am can create confusion sometimes from the beginning. Let's say we believe this little kid, you know, maybe my experience as a child was not exactly Elsie's experience as a child, right? What if I stayed in that place? And you guys know me, you've seen me for 8 years. I'm a different human than I was back then, right? And that's because of you. And we're going to talk more about that. Who I am. How did I get to here? But let's say, as a child, I was called shy. Would anyone say that I'm shy? That's crazy, huh? But that was my identity for 30 years, for a very long time. I was shy. I didn't want to enter a room, and I wanted to blend. And that's what I did as a child. I hid behind my father, and I would blend. I would hide behind him. And they said, oh, she's just shy. And that became who I was. So my name was Shy, and I was a cute little boy because I didn't have any hair. and so that, you know, you carry that in to where you are. Let's go on, though. What does God do, right? I love this. And this is the Passion Translation. You formed my innermost being, shaping my delicate inside and my intricate outside. And wove them all together in my mother's womb. Is that not the most beautiful thing? thank you. I thank you, God, for making me so mysteriously complex. Everything with you, everything you do is marvelously breathtaking. He's talking about you. He's talking about you. We've heard this verse, right? This is the Passion Translation. I love this. It gives me so much life to breathe it in and let it just filtrate. Take this verse and look in the mirror. Speak it to yourself, right? We have to tell ourselves stuff, right? We have to overrule some stuff. God designed and envisioned us before the foundation of the world, right? Ephesians 1:4. Look it up. It says it. It's in the Word. I stand on the Word. It's truth. He loved us. He planned us. He knit us together. He wove us together with care. You ever thought about knitting? Has anyone tried to knit? Oh, it's hard. I can do crochet. Knitting is hard. You got two needles, some yarn that goes everywhere, gets tangled. You got to untangle the yarn. It takes your hands. It's very intimate. It takes intention. I got to know what colors to use to make this pattern look good, right? I'm not just throwing colors together. It's laid out. Okay, we're going to use blue here, red, and then we're going to do yellow, and then we go back to blue, and then red. And, there's intention. There's intentionality. There's design. There's a purpose. What am I going to use this for? Well, it's got to be thick because it's going to cover my baby or whatever. You know, there's intentionality. There's design, and that's what God does with you in your mother's womb. He took his hands. He knitted you together. It's very intricate, very purposeful, right? You and me. Do we believe that always, right? Do we believe that? Well, we're going to a little more today, right? Do you believe you're a masterpiece? I don't always. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I do. How about mysterious? My husband thinks I'm mysterious, but, you know, poor guy. You're marvelously breathtaking. My granddaughter Elsie is marvelously breathtaking. Oh, my gosh. When she says, Grandpa, oh, that's breathtaking, right? We're created in God's image. I want to inspire you to believe that. Knit with his own hands, right? All right. So, how do we get from the past to the future and the present? Like, we want to change our beliefs, right? We've been stuck in a belief, an image, an identity that we've had. How do we do that? Well, God is supernaturally working, right? We've got the environment. We have each other, right? And we help each other. We love each other. This is our family, our church family. We're speaking words over each other. So much fun. God's supernaturally working. Things for good, right? He's a mirror, too, right? He's reflecting himself, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more in a minute. Through us, to each other, right? If we didn't have an Elsie experience and we didn't know we were accepted in love with confidence, then we need to learn to allow his image of us into our spirits, right? Maybe it's in here, and this is good. This is a good start, right? Get it into your mind. Yeah, I was made in God's image. Okay, yeah, I believe that. But do you feel it? Can you feel the emotion of being God's creator? He knit me together with his own hands, right? That's a little different than just saying, yeah, I was created by God. Yeah, he loves me. Oh, yeah, sure, you know. Do you feel it in your spirit, though? because he created us for spirit-to-spirit connection, right? That's, we are seated in heavenly places with him, spirit-to-spirit, he's working. Okay, wait till you hear this. This is the Mirror translation. Francois Dutoit wrote this, and I met this guy several times. He's amazing. I got to play music when he was preaching for one of his sermons. Amazing guy. My darling little children, the reason I write these things to you is so that you will not believe a lie about yourself. Now, the translation, if you look up this verse in another Bible translation, that is the definition of sin. That you will not sin. You will not believe a lie about yourself. Is that just incredible? Doesn't that just, Okay, I get excited. If anyone does believe a distorted image to be their reality, has anyone here done that? Distorted image about your reality. I'm shy. Yeah, right. We have Jesus Christ who defines our likeness face to face with the Father. Now, is that just... He is our parakletos. It's a Greek word. And that means the one who endorses our true identity. Being both the source and the reflection of the Father's image in us. Oh, take a picture of that. I want to encourage you, get this translation. I was doing this message, and I was looking at Facebook, and guess what popped up? Francois Dutoit. And I messaged him, and these people are just lovely people. They live in South Africa. And he's been working on this translation probably for 15 years, and he's done most of the Bible. But I'm like, okay, I'm on his newsletter. This is speaking, this gives me life. My darling little children. So Jesus is the mirror reflecting the Father to us and reflecting us to us. And that's my translation of what that just said. That was my translation. It's a little shorter. Yeah, face to face, spirit to spirit. Let's go on. There's more. Jesus is our atonement. At one meant. We are at one. We are in one, right? With him. He has reconciled us to himself and taken our sins and distortions out of the equation. Oh, drink that in. That's so good. You were created for this. Spirit to spirit. He did it. He's doing it. It's so exciting. It's not always the word. It could be a word from your friend. It could be a song. It could be a book. It could be a prayer. It could be nature. When I look at the ocean, I see the glory of God. It doesn't stop. It just keeps coming, and bigger waves and smaller waves and bigger waves. When I look at the trees and the mountains, when I look at the galaxies, I see the glory of God. It could be a word from God, or Papa, or Yahweh, or Father. What do you call your creator? Daddy God. It could be a word from Daddy God, straight from him to you, right here. It could be a quiet word. It could be a loud word, right? I got a word the other day I didn't really like. And I'm like, really, Lord? Is that really what you're saying to me? He's like, yeah, it is. I'm like, okay, I can be disciplined. I can be like Elsie. I can make scrunchy face and be okay, you know, and be a little frustrated and, you know, It's not my favorite. I just want to go where he wants me to go, right? Let's go on. So how do you see yourself? How do you see yourself? Are you back here? Are you up here? Are you in the future? Are you right here? Are you in the gift of today called the present? Do you open up today like it's, you know, every day is a present. We get to hear a fresh word. How do others see you? They used to see me as shy, but I don't get that terminology anymore. You know, it's quite different. And I don't live there anymore, right? I'm in a new address. I'm in a new being. I'm a new creation, right? How did I get there, though? I didn't do it by myself. I wanted to blend into the wall, and God just kept pulling me out. It's like, oh, yeah, you're going to sit over here with the leader's table. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, yeah, yeah, you're going to sing for this benefit with 350 people, and you're sitting at the next to the keynote speaker. I'm like, what? How did that happen? You know, I didn't choose that. I just said yes to that, you know. He just surprises me. Who are you listening to? Who's speaking into your head? These words, these are real cards. I took a picture of all these cards. And there's someone in our church that likes to send cards, and you probably know who she is. She changed my life. I didn't believe these things. I didn't feel them. I wasn't passionate about these words. You keep hearing them, and you start reading these cards over and over. I saved every card. There's about 20 cards, and they're all just powerful. But you know why? Because she puts a seed of faith in every word that she speaks. And that's what we can do too, right? For the next person that we're speaking to, a seed of faith in every word. You are loved. Go to the next one. You are loved, you are appointed, you are anointed and equipped, you are not alone ever. Is that a good one to hear? You are being led by God, you are equipped and empowered, you are strategically powerful. Change my life. Maybe not the first time, maybe not the second time I got a card. Maybe I didn't believe it. I'm like, no, I'm shy. I'm a broken bird, you know, whatever word was spoken over me. You know, the 10th card, I started rereading the first card. Oh, really? I'm not alone. I'm anointed. I am powerful. It's exciting. Do you believe it? We got people speaking words in this house all the time. Are you connected to them? Are you reaching out? Do you need a word? I would love to give you a word. And I will today if you want a word. So we're going to do a little activation. Because we don't want to stay back here. We want to move glory to glory. And that's been some of my past messages. Glory to glory. It's a big deal. To move from glory to glory to glory. So you've got this piece of paper. It's a blank paper, right? Or a blank slate. I want you to fold it in half and tear it. Does anybody need a pen? Mr. Hughes is going to pass out pens for those that don't carry a purse. Wink, wink. Whoever that might be. If you need a pen, I just have to say, this was very scary. And I'm having so much fun. God has placed me here once again when I want to blend into the wall, but he doesn't let me. And he trusts me. I just thank him for that. Okay, tear that paper in half. It doesn't matter. You could be creative. You could do, You could do a little riprap. You could do like Elsie. You know, she does things her way. She doesn't want help. Don't help me walk. I can do it. You know, she did not want help. She doesn't want it now. I'm trying to put her sock on. You can be creative, however you want to tear it. That is your diversity and your creativity. That's God's image in you, how you want to tear that paper. Okay, so we've got the paper torn. On one piece of paper, we're going to write at the top. I'm going to put this very carefully. I wanted to say old man, old woman, no, but I don't want to say that. Old self. Old self. Old self. Past self. At the top of the sheet. Past self. Why do we stay there? Is there a lie that keeps us back here? Now, I am shy does not keep me there, but there are other things that keep me in this space that I battle with every day. We have battles of the mind, right? We have battle. Our enemy is battling us. There are things that keep me in this space. What is keeping you? Is there a lie? Is there a word somebody spoke over you? Somebody spoke over me, you can't sing. You will never lead singing. Do you think I believe that now? I don't believe that. That's funny. But I believed it for 40 years. The enemy robbed 40 years of me singing. I sang in quiet. I sang in the shower. So, is there a lie? Is there a word somebody spoke? Did your parents say something to you that was a lie? Write it down. It doesn't have power here. We're going to strip all power of these words and lies that people spoke over us. So just take a couple minutes, a couple seconds. We're not going to take 2 minutes. That's a long time. We'll take about a minute. Yeah, write it down. Yeah, it could be a bunch. Write as fast as you can. I got lots of them. And you can pray about it. God, what is the biggest lie I'm believing that keeps me here? How we doing? Need a little more time? We got plenty of, more paper. We have plenty of time. This is important. This is so important that we can see the lie the enemy is using to keep you bound. That is the old self that we drag around. Right? He's heavy and he's stinky. Okay, finish that thought. You know what I'm probably going to do. We're going to take this piece of paper, and I want you to put a big X over it with your pen. X it out. These are prophetic acts, right? Take the paper, crumple it up. Yep, it's trash. These are lies that have been used against you your whole life. If this was a court of law, Jesus is our advocate. What does he say about you? We're going to talk about that in a sec, but he has proven it to be a lie, right? It's been proven. He did it on the cross, right? That one verse that we just read, just to reiterate, John 2:2, Jesus is our atonement. He has reconciled us to himself and has taken our sins and distortions out of the equation. This is getting them out of the equation, right? These are things that we have been hanging on to. Throw it into the aisle. I'll clean it up later. Just throw it. Throw it as far as you can. Throw. Perfect. Yep, throw it. Try not to hit your neighbor. Now, this is the fun part. Brush it off. Brush it off of you. Right? This is a prophetic act. These things stick, they're sticky. Right? And every time you think that thought, I want you to brush it off. Right? That the enemy's going to bring it up. Remember, you're shy. Oh, that's funny, dude. That's really funny because I am not shy anymore because you don't tell me who I am. I have a new king that tells me who I am, right? Yeah. So just brush it off. Every day is a new day. His mercies are new every day. Okay. What should we do with the other piece of paper? It's blank. Now, at the top, new creation. You are a new creation. We no longer drag around the old self because it's gone. We just threw it away. We just brush it off, right? We may have to keep brushing till it's gone. I am shy doesn't touch me anymore. I can't sing touches me a little bit, not very much. It's a muscle, right? We keep working on muscles. Okay, so you can guess what I want you to write down. What you just threw out, let's replace it. What does God say about you now about that issue? About that lie that you've been believing that's been holding you back? Write it down and pray. What is God saying, right? We're going to listen. You get to co-create with your creator right now. Right? So much fun. Okay. How we doing? Need a little more time? Is everybody, you got something? All right. Okay, so the next part is our next prophetic act. We're going to pray, and then we're going to speak these things out loud. Because what does the word, the spoken word do? What does the spoken word do? Creates. It creates substance. What does it? What kind of substance does it create? Truth? Faith? Confidence? Life? Love? Security, hope, right? Peace. I can speak myself out of a situation because I speak peace, right? It's substance. It's something that's tangible. It changes us. When your body hears your word come into your ear, your mind has been created to make it so. Did you know that? Is that just amazing design? That is God knitting. He knit that into us. The mind goes, oh, wow, she wants to not be shy. I'm going to make that so. I'm going to, you know, my word that I wrote down for that was kind of like Elsie. When I walk into a room, I have confidence. And people listen and they flock to me. That's a little bit different than I'm shy, right? Okay, so we're going to speak. You're going to speak it over yourself, and your mind's going to go, okay, yeah, we're going to do this. We are doing it. We've done this. This is happening. So let's just read the prayer together. You ready? Lord, I receive the word you have given me. I believe it, and help my unbelief in the areas where my belief is lacking. I am, and what's your word? Speak it out loud. So start to speak it out loud. Just to yourself, if you want, you can speak it out loud. Just keep speaking over and over. I'm confident. I'm outgoing. I shift the atmosphere when I walk in a room. People flock to me, and I am open to them. I feel their needs. I hear their
Christ.
I pray for them. Yeah. Now, take your word, and I want you to put it like a banner over you. This is your banner of love. God gave you this word, and you have just spoken it to yourself. And this is our last prophetic act. And you're going to keep this, and you're going to look back at your words. Keep these words that God has given you. I've kept a lot of the cards that Lisa has sent me, and I keep reading them. And you can do the same. So I just want to pray for you and bless you. So Jesus, I just come before you. If you want to stand too, why not? I haven't asked you to do anything today, you know, except write your innermost secrets and throw them on the floor. Sha, yeah. There's a lot of glory here today. Shondala. Okay, here we go. Jesus. Ha, 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 ha. We love you. We thank you for your peace. We breathe in your peace, Jesus. You are the fragrance of heaven, and you own us. You love us. You're moving us from glory to glory. You're changing us. With every step we take is a change. We may not see it, but others do, Father, and you do for sure, because you know the number of hairs on our head. You knit us together and you wove us together into a beautiful creation. Yeah. I speak protection over these new creation statements that everyone wrote down. Protection. No one will rob these ideas, these statements. They're safe. We are safe because you adore us. And you're protecting us, and you've got us surrounded. Your triune God is dancing around us. Your hope infiltrates us. Your joy comes over us. Your peace flows from the throne room down to the tip of our feet. Ha! Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for today. We praise you. And the people said... Amen. Awesome.